Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:46, 14 before 9, Friday, October 14th. Hard to believe, but already day 47 of the utter recovery. And I should amend that to say hard to believe if you're not suffering through it. If you're suffering through it, I'm sure it seems like 147 days. A quick look at the weather. Spotty storms a day, near record heat, highs of 90. But then tomorrow it cools off, thankfully for the people that are struggling so hard to recover from Ida. Highs of 76 tomorrow, breezy and cooler. And then even nicer than that on Sunday and Monday, with highs of only 74, 79 on Tuesday. And then we're back to the 80s, but as we get into late October, hopefully we won't have to deal with that, those miserable hot days that so many people have been suffering through, like those in St. Charles Parish that are trying to recover. Matt Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish. How you doing, Matt?
I'm okay, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are things in St. Charles Parish, and how are the people of St. Charles Parish holding up?
Well, look, things are progressing along, you know, as we would be expected to be right now. You know, debris remains a big issue for our residents. We've picked up 800,000 cubic yards of it now, and we're going to continue picking up. I think in the next 3 weeks or so, we should be in a very, very good place when it comes to debris. There shouldn't be any of the major bulk stuff out on the street, but obviously that's a moving target with people still having to gut their homes or having to gut the homes later than they'd like because of delays with their insurance companies. But also direct housing is a big deal going on right now. The first of our state allotted trailers went out on Monday, and I'm told the program is kind of going to really ramp up starting on this coming Monday. So things are moving along, but we got a long way to go, and we're going to keep working at it.
Is there any way to measure how many people have gotten all of the green debris off of their properties and have cleared all of that up already, Matt?
Well, you know, it would be hard to measure. Pretty much everybody has gotten a what they call that first pass of the vegetative debris. We know that there are still some folks out there who haven't got it, and we know who those are. We're trying to pinpoint those folks, and now they've actually moved on to really focusing on a lot of construction debris in some areas of our parish, such as Norco, the Zalmans, a lot of areas where we just saw the worst damage. We did have to move into construction debris pretty early on just to make room, honestly, for those residents to be able to put out more debris. So we've been focusing on both the C&D and the construction, C&D and the tree debris, but we're really focusing on construction debris at this point in time.
The reason I ask that is, as I talk about the weather, I know if I had, and I do have a couple of things I got to do in the yard still. I was waiting for it to cool off because I wasn't going to get out there when it was 90 degrees, and I was just wondering if you're expecting a second wave of that.
Yeah, look, like I said, this whole thing is a rolling target. When you go through the parish, many people have cleaned up, and it is looking really good. It's looking a lot better than obviously it was the day after the storm. But you know, you do still pass homes with trees in the yard that haven't cut yet. You know, while we're picking up debris, there are residents who decide, you know, they're just going to go ahead and take the whole tree down that was threatening the home that maybe. That didn't fall in the home this time. So, like I said, it's going to be a continual thing, but we're going to get it all picked up and and we'll be moving forward.
And I talked to Mike Cooper with St. Tammany yesterday, and they have a problem apparently with people deciding to get rid of trees and put it out and hope that, somebody's going to, the parish is going to pick that up. To be clear, that's not what you all are doing, correct?
No, you know, look, you know, we are picking up storm-related debris. We have ordinances in place. If a resident cuts down a tree themselves and places it by the road, our ordinance does allow for the parish to pick that tree debris up. But if you hire a contractor to cut down your tree, parish ordinance requires you to have that contractor haul off that tree debris.
Gotcha. All right, well, let me take a break. I want to talk to you about schools when we come back. And more, if you all have any questions for Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, you can text him in at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass him along. 850, time to look at traffic on WWL. 8:56, 4 before 9, Friday morning, October 15th, day 47 of the Ida Recovery. We're talking to Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, and checking in on them to see how the recovery is going. If you could, Matt, talk about the schools, and are there any schools that have not gone back in the session after Ida?
Well, our school system has done a great job during this entire process. Under the supervision of Dr. Ken Ortling, who's the superintendent, they created like a three-phase approach for going back to school. Our schools did sustain major damage. In fact, but to show you where we are today, I think pretty much all of our middle, our elementary schools and two of our middle schools, the students went back today to get started back on their school year. So, you know, an incredible job that they've done. Destrehan High School faced a lot of damage as well. So I know that they have a kind of a hybrid schedule. They'll be attending Hornville High School with the Hornville High School students, but on alternate days. They call that platooning. But again, the school system's done an incredible job. They've gotten the fall sports, going again. We're having varsity football, junior varsity football on a normal schedule, and that just is so important for a lot of our folks around here who love to go and watch the Hornville Tigers or the Destrehan Wildcats play, and just brings a sense of normalcy not only to the parents but the kids as well.
The only extra point I ever missed in my life, Matt, was against Destrehan, so I'm going to move on, okay? I don't want to talk about that. It brings back some bad memory. Somebody texted in about refrigerators in Ormond and Melrose Drive. Are you having a lot of white good pickups, or what's the deal on that?
Yeah, so there are I'd probably say white goods represent the least amount of the debris, and if you remember, we put all that information very early on to separate your debris. So white goods are not going to be picked up with construction debris. They're going to be picked up separate, but they will be picked up. And honestly, we see a lot of them being picked up right now by, I guess, folks who like to utilize them for scrap metal or other purposes. So they will be picked up. But the main focus right now is focusing all of our assets on picking up the construction debris and the vegetative debris. So to those folks who do have an appliance of any kind or an electronic, say a TV or something else that was damaged, that will get picked up on a different pass.
And only a minute left. What about housing?
Yeah, so those direct housing trailers are going out. Our residents probably see them stacked up off of 310 near the Lamar contracting office. Those trailers are going out to our residents, direct housing for folks whose homes are uninhabitable. We're also looking at setting up a group site for residents who can't fit a trailer on their property or just don't have the necessary hookups for a trailer. So we're working on that. If residents need direct housing assistance, they need to go to IdaShelteringLA.com or apply at DisasterAssistance.gov. We encourage people to apply through both FEMA and the state for that program.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Matthew. Have a good weekend, all right? Enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
Matt Jewell, president, you bet, St. Charles Parish. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll lighten up, talk to Ian McNulty, as we always do on Friday, about eating and drinking in New Orleans, and we'll also have some great deals coming up for you with Matt Granite, the deal guy, so maybe you can save some money and get a head start on supply chain issues for the holidays. A lot coming up. Stay with us. I'm Tommy Tucker here on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.